Hello, everyone. Call me Leviathan. The unknown, we've all experienced it at one point or another, and every one of us know and understand it in a different way. While it can be thrilling for some, it is absolutely crippling for others, myself included. And today, we're going to explore why we must learn to encounter and conquer it if we want to achieve success in this life before we die. Before we get started, I want to briefly reflect on something. The last few episodes I've done have been really good, and I think that I have started off really strong with a lot of the content that I've put out. However, I feel like I've learned a lot in I've learned a lot of different things from the kind of content I've been putting out. And I think moving forward, I don't want to do extremely long form 3-hour videos for the time being, because I just don't think, I think it's just a lot to digest in one sitting. So going forward, the kind of content that you're going to be seeing for a while is going to be a lot more short form, similar to this. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is how I would describe the unknown. And there's a lot of different ways that you can describe and interpret the unknown, and I think all of them are perfectly fine, but mine is something along the lines of what it's like to leave that which we know and leave the facts and the information that we know and move into a maybe an environment or into a situation where we don't have the facts and the information and the knowledge that we once had. That's kind of how I would describe it. It's a pretty broad, sort of an abstract idea, but it is true. And so there's a lot of times in life where we have to move into the unknown, but there's a lot of times where we also get forced into the unknown. And I have historically been too scared to venture into the unknown. And there's a lot of reasons for that that I'm going to sort of elaborate on. Before I do that, I kind of want to describe some of the coping strategies I've used to avoid it. So growing up, I never really experienced watching anybody around me or any role models or anybody like that venture into the unknown. And the few people that did always got hurt, and they always did it for reasons that seemed very reckless. So this meant that I had this sort of heavily insulated assumption that the unknown was not only something that's scary, but that something that shouldn't really be touched or sort of adventured into, and regardless of why I might want to venture into the unknown. And so I never really had very much empirical experience watching people do it or doing it myself. And the times when I tried to sort of go into the unknown and do something without any foresight or foreknowledge on how it was going to go, pretty much every time I ever tried or saw somebody try it, I watched them either be too scared or not succeed or all these other things. And so I never really had, or I just never felt like I was around people that did that. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but that means that I have absolutely no bearing on how people are able to venture into the unknown. However, people do it all the time, right? I will say that the childhood I had, which fortunately was met with unconditional love, it still had an environment in which I wasn't really pushed into the unknown. I was. Like, there were a lot of times where I would, you know, my parents would be like, you have to pick something that you do, like an extracurricular activity, like school, not school, like band or something like that. You know, I decided to do music and stuff like that. But it was never anything so extreme as being like, I want to go do this extremely risky thing. Not even risky, but just like, I had dreams growing up, but there was a disconnect between my ability to connect my behavior to pursue those dreams and the actual experience of pursuing them. And I think going a little further as well, because I think this would make a little bit more sense. With me, I'm very, very attached to the known. And the reason for this is because the unknown is actually the thing I'm the most anxious about in the entire world. There's actually not very many things that give me anxiety, but I have very severe anxiety about things that I don't know and I don't understand. That being the case, I still want to know and I want to understand. And the reason I have that anxiety, I think, is because my entire identity is looped up and wrapped around a series of facts and information and empirical experience that I have. That's almost like something that grounds me. And so I have, you know, a family and I have friends and I have my amazing wife and I, you know, have a series of skills that I learned in high school and college and all these other things. And they inform who I am. And the problem with that is that as soon as I start deciding that I want to do something that relies on a series of experiences and knowledge and information that I don't have, then I kind of go, okay, well, how on earth am I ever supposed to, where do I start? Where do I even begin? Because I don't have any of the information necessary to make the right decision or even a decision that I'm comfortable with, right? Because it feels like stepping into the unknown. Let's say, this is a good example. Let's say you want to start a business, because I wanted to start several businesses, right? And I think to myself, okay, well, here's my business idea and here are some of the people that could benefit from it or vice versa. But then the actual taking the first step, even if I know what that step is, the incomprehensible number of different possibilities that could come from me taking that first step. It's not black and white. It's like, what if the first person I talk to try to sell the product doesn't like me? What if they like it, but they want it different? You know, all these different unknowns and stuff like that. It's very hard for me to be able to naturally just adapt to those unknowns. And going further, I actually would say, and I believe other people might that I know would maybe agree with this, but I think that venturing into the unknown is less scary for people that believe that they can handle it anyway. That has been the overwhelming thing that I have seen from people that have been quote unquote successful, right? Is that they've said, you know, well, you just have to do it. And I think a factor in their success is the fact that they believed when they ventured into the unknown, that they believed within themselves that they were actually capable of doing whatever needed to be done to achieve that success. So you could argue, or at least I would argue about myself, that there's actually a deep insecurity about my belief in myself to be able to handle the unknown. I ask myself the questions like, what if, all the time. And I sort of wonder if my problem with myself is that I feel like I can't actually handle what could happen out there, you know? And I've been in experiences that have been life or death situations with my last job. And I mean, it's not every day. It only happened a couple of times, but it's life changing because you kind of go, oh, wow, like some really crazy stuff could happen to you if you accidentally make the wrong move and make the wrong mistake. And I don't always feel very good about taking the first step because I'm so scared that I'm going to fail. And even following failure, by the way, because maybe that's a part of it. It's like, what even is failing? Like failing, I believe fear of failure is one of my other humongous insecurities. And it's like, I'm so nervous that I'm going to fail. And I think that what's interesting about that is that failing, I think, is the total decision to give up entirely and to not try anything. Like, I feel like somebody isn't, at least for myself, and I've heard this said before, that like, I don't think anybody's a failure until they've completely given up. And I don't mean given up on one thing. I mean, given up on all things. You know, if like you would say, people say, like I say this about myself, sometimes I have, where I say I'm a failure. Well, you're not really a failure until you've completely decided to give up on everything. Okay, well, then that's an element of your character that sticks with you over time. And over time, that's going to begin to inform your life and your decisions and your habits and your beliefs and then your character. And so I have never truly given up, I don't think. Not, I mean, sometimes like in life as like a kid and stuff like that in high school, like I've had those times, but I would say that like one mistake isn't really going to hurt me. At the same time, I'm still so scared of the stuff I just don't understand and I'm so nervous about. I want to elaborate a little on my coping mechanisms, because I think as a kid, any attempt to venture into the unknown, like in, let's say, middle school, high school, college, any attempt to venture into the unknown was met with me. In the beginning, it would be fine, but then it would get hard, right? If I wanted to like start a YouTube channel, or I wanted to start a business or something like that, especially later in my adult career, as soon as it gets really hard, or I hit these moments of unknownness, I almost immediately cope by avoidance. I mean, almost instantly. I either, start thinking about something different. I've heard the word dissociation a lot. I don't know that I do that, but I definitely just think about something else. Like I would rather not think about the unknown than actually go and face it, because for a brief period, it doesn't exist, at least if I can prevent myself from thinking about it, which is really interesting. And so I kind of grew up figuring out that I could just not think about something and it would go away for a little while, but then eventually I would have to deal with it again, right? And going a little bit further, a factor in why I am so scared of the unknown could actually have to do with the fact that I, the way I was raised to believe in God. So this is the funny thing. And a lot of people are going to probably resonate with this, but I have a very hard time balancing my understanding of where God fits into the unknown. And what I mean by that, so I'm a Christian, right? And so a very, 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 very broken down, damaged Christian. I actually have a pretty hard relationship with God right now. Like, he and I are not on good terms. And I will get into that probably on a different episode or something like that. But in every sense, I believe he's there. But there's some stuff that's happened in my life where if you're in a relationship with a human being, like a person, and you set expectations with them in your relationship, right? Well, what happens is those expectations, if they get upheld, you start to have those, they're regular expectations, okay? Well, the expectations that other people set for me of God, I said, oh, okay. As I aged, the expectations set for me of God slowly and slowly were more and more violated, as in those expectations I had for God just didn't end up manifesting in the way that I was told they would. And this happened in a lot of different ways. And I said, oh, wow, like, I believe you're there, God, but like, I don't trust you. Why do you trust anyone? You trust people because they have demonstrated to you that they're worthy of your trust. I think relationships, I know this, relationships are built on trust and genuine communication. And when you don't have the genuine communication and you don't have the trust, then you have nothing there. I've seen way too much and I've been through way too much and I've been betrayed way too many times to feel comfortable just blindly believing something I can't see anymore. I just, in the way that other people have told me, everybody, my entire faith was originally built on other people telling me how the world was. And then all of those interpretations being things I didn't see and was like, okay. And then eventually it got to a point where I had to start to develop that on my own. And a lot of painful experiences happened to me that shaped my belief in the world. And that has gotten me to where I am today with my belief in God and where he is in the unknown. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little bit on what it would have been like to see more people go into the unknown, because I mean, there's so many successful people in this world, like not like billions per se, but there are successful people in this world. Every one of them had no idea if what they were doing was going to be successful. They had no clue, but they believed in it, right? Well, they believed in it blindly, and they were willing to do things for no reason. And I will give, I guess, a silly example, but like Elon, for instance, right? Like, this isn't political per se, but Elon, after he made PayPal, was like, I'm going to make Tesla, right? Well, the guy couldn't have possibly known that Tesla was going to be successful. Like, he didn't know this. He believed that he could create the kind of product that would now be what Tesla is today, right? But at the time, he had no idea that it was going to be what it is now. And so it's like, how on earth did Elon get up every single day? How on earth does anybody, how does Steve Jobs, because maybe Steve Jobs is a better idea. Example, if you think back to like, you know, the 80s and stuff like that, you got Steve Jobs sitting in his garage trying to invent this company called Apple. And he had no idea. He had no bearing, no clue if it was going to be successful. He had absolutely no idea, but he did it anyway. And it's like, in what universe did he have any clue it was going to be successful? He didn't know what he was doing. Yet he did it anyway. And that's the part I struggle with, because it's very hard for me to do stuff for no reason. I think that's like been one of my big kind of double-edged sword things, but I really hate doing meaningless work. I absolutely hate it, where I'm doing something for absolutely no reason. The disconnect between what I do in my daily life and the reason and the purpose behind it, there, it's got to be a thorough line. It has to be a really taut, clear throw line. And if there isn't one, then I don't want to do it. And when I see these people go out and do these create these businesses or do things in life with no clue how it's going to go, they just have a dream. It's so hard for me to be able to go, how the heck do you guys do this stuff? Like did they have a role model? Like, did they see somebody be successful? Because I don't know how. I think if I had had a role model or if I'd seen anybody do something like that in my personal life and see how it became successful for how they became successful with it, right? I think that would have had a lot better, a lot stronger impact on me growing up, because I would have been like, oh, wow, not only is this person doing this, I can see how they are approaching the unknown in a way that allows them to do this when they don't know if it's going to be successful. And more so, I would have been able to pick up on that. And I also would have been able to understand people like that more, I think. I just don't feel like I experienced that as much as I wish I had, which it's not like I can decide that, like, you know, but most of the people that I have grown up around, have just kind of accepted doing a very, 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 very miserable lifestyle, for what appears to be no reason other than it's not worth trying to take the risk to make things better. And then using God as some sense of insulation as to why to stay. And this isn't like my family per se, but I've seen a lot of people growing up that just, and even in my adult life, that just chose to stay miserable. And I'm like, why would you ever do that? And it's like, it doesn't even occur to them that they can step out of that. And that's been really hard on me because I get really scared that I would end up in that situation where I would just like be miserable when I could stop it at any time if I was just willing to take risks, you know? I want to go ahead and elaborate a bit on why I think we have to venture into the unknown, because if somebody's miserable in their life, it's because something's off or wrong. And I mean that in a like a pretty broad sense. But if I'm miserable with, like, let's say my job, fortunately my relationships are all really great, but let's say I don't like my job, or I don't like my career decisions or path or something, and I want to do something different. Well, that's because there's a misalignment with the decisions that I've made, which maybe weren't perfectly well understood at the time. You know, I didn't want to be like a doctor or anything, but let's say I wanted to be a doctor and I went through med school, and like 6 or 7 years in, after going through pre-med and then doing, you know, residency and all that stuff, I go to my first doctor job and go, oh, this sucks. Well, you're screwed, because now you have $150,000 in debt and no idea how you're ever going to recover from that, because now you're stuck. You're screwed, you know, going down this one path. And I fortunately don't have it exactly like that. But I think that people that are in situations where they're miserable with either a career choice or a relationship or a friendship or a living situation or a location that they, you know, that they, a geography that they picked in the country they live in or the state they live in, you know, and they're just unhappy with it. Well, if they could fix it without having to venture into the unknown, they probably would. I would. If I could fix it without having to venture into the unknown, I would. But in almost every situation in my life, I've had to leave the known in order to go into the unknown, because what's in the known, there's no fixing it in the known. I've already tried and I can't do that. And so then you're screwed. Now you have to go into the areas in life that you don't understand to go find the thing that does fulfill you and or does meet the needs that you have. You know, maybe you don't really want to live in a snowy state, or maybe you want to live in Florida or something. And it's like, okay, well, you have to figure out how to do that. Well, how do you go about it? I don't know. But you have to venture into the unknown. You can't just stay. The only way to stay where you are and not venture into the unknown is to, unfortunately, yeah, just kind of cope. You know what I mean? So for instance, I live in Michigan. Let's say I really wanted to live in Florida. Well, I can put a Florida wallpaper up on my computer and I can cope and I can just pretend I live in Florida. That doesn't fix it, but I have met people that do it anyway, because they're more willing to do that than to take the risk, because the risk associated with finding a job down there and relocating or something like that, like, is the risk worth it? I don't know, but you certainly can't. I don't think coping the rest of my life with feelings like that, because I have feelings like that, is an appropriate strategy. I just don't think in the long term it's going to do anything other than leave me with permanent regret. I don't want to be 65 with big dreams for things going, well, I should have tried them at 18 and then 20 and 24 and 27 and 30 and 36 and 44 and 50 years old. You know, I don't want that. I'd rather be 50 saying I tried everything I could, you know? And so I just don't believe that you can. I think you have to venture into the unknown to find success. Can you find success in life without venturing into the unknown? I think you can. I think people absolutely can, but usually it stumbles upon them and they get very fortunate. Now, like, Steve Jobs didn't happen upon Apple. Like, dude sat in his garage for, you know, after I think high school. I spent a long time since I looked at the story, but from my understanding, that dude starting a company in his garage, right? So it's like, that didn't stumble upon him. He found it. But There's tons of people where they started a film career, a movie career, or something like that, where the opportunity landed in their lap. And they were like, oh, yeah, I'll absolutely do that, right? And so, but the problem with that is that it's not a very, I can personally tell you, like, straight up that it is a whole, like, a terrible idea to base your life around the hope that something is going to land in your lap. I'm a professional waiter and procrastinator. I can tell you it doesn't happen. It does not happen. There is not a point in my life that there's only one thing in my entire life that landed in my lap, but I still had to go halfway. I still had to cross half a bridge for the other person to reach out and for part of my career to get started. But it wasn't one of those things where I just sat in my room hoping someone emailed me saying, do you want a job or do you want to do this? You know, and you know, my wife, it wasn't like, I still, you know, she showed up in my life, but I still had to say something. Like, it wasn't going to just happen, you know, without me saying something first. Right. And so, I think, you know, these big, you know, miraculous events where people do show up in our life, they happen, but like waiting around for one of those things is just going to be a time. You're just going to spend hours and hours and hours of time hoping that something's going to get fixed. And even more so, I've met people, Christians, that do that, but they pray about it. And that's been really hard for me. They'll stay miserable and they'll pray saying, God, send me an opportunity. And this isn't everybody. This definitely isn't everybody. But I've met some people, and this has affected my faith a lot, is people that stay miserable and they could fix things, but they stay miserable praying that God fixes it for them or sends them like hope or sends them something. And I just go, man, like, you know, you could fix one thing. You could clean up your room. You could, you know, go do this other thing or something like that. And it's like the people that have fixed their life have fixed their life, if that makes sense. They have not gone and you can pray all you want, but if your room's a mess, God doesn't clean it up. You know what I mean? If your kitchen's empty, God doesn't go buy the groceries for you. He doesn't go do the job that you do to get paid in order to put the groceries in the fridge and the food on the table. Like, you do that. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. So I met people that did that and they prayed saying, God, like, just put food in my fridge. And sometimes it happened and sometimes it didn't, which kind of sounds like a very weird faith-based loot box, which has very negative connotations for me. I don't like that strategy of living life where we kind of loot box our way through hoping things get better. I really don't like that. And I've seen people do that and it rubs me the wrong way in a lot of ways. Now, moving forward a little bit, I think everybody has different interpretations and experiences with the unknown. There are a lot of people out here that nothing I'm saying is going to apply to them because they think the unknown is the coolest thing on the planet. They have no problem in the unknown. And I think a factor is not even that they feel like they can handle it, but also that they understand themselves enough to know, or even like similar environments enough to know that it's going to be okay. A great example is a roller coaster. If you've never been on a roller coaster before, but you see one, you're like, I kind of want to ride that, but it seems scary, right? Well, you have no idea if the roller coaster is going to Final Destination 5 you. Like, it's probably not. It's probably not. But at the same time, you don't know what it's going to be like, right? Well, you can have some evidence and data or experience to see the hundreds of people getting on the ride and getting off looking like they had a good time. And so you go, okay, well, I can do this. And so you get on and you have a good time, right? But there's a lot of people that go out and start businesses and they know that they can handle whatever comes at them when they're starting the unknown. And for me, I don't have that. I am terrified by the unknown. It's probably my biggest insecurity. And like I said, the reason is because the known grounds me. Historically, before, my sense of identity wasn't really something that grounded me. I didn't really know who I was. So the things that did ground me were the facts and the information and the experiences I had. So I always have my loving family and I always have my wife, fortunately now, and I have had relationships with friends and all those different things. But, you know, and I have a place I live and I have, you know, a source of income and all that different stuff. However, if I wanted something and I had to leave all of those things, who would I even be at that point? I don't know, because I don't fundamentally know who I am enough to be able to say I can handle that. See what I mean? So I don't have that sense of, oh yeah, if I just left all of the, in a lot of ways, I get my identity from those things. Like I have internal characteristics for sure, but I haven't sort of taken them and internalized the positives and the negatives about myself in a way that gives me a sense of identity and character that I think I can roll with into the unknown, if that makes sense. And so when I go into the unknown, where I have unknown amounts of income and unknown living situations and unknown friendships and unknown relationships, unknown health situations, it gets really scary because I just go like, I don't know who I am enough to know if I can do this, right? And that's really scary. And for me, it's not thrilling. It's just very scary. And the people, like I said, that can go through that stuff and like, not so much, I'm not saying that everybody that goes to the doctor should be thrilled. Like, that's not my point. My point is that I do think if you have a good grasp of who you are, I know that's what I would want to have. If I had a really strong grasp on myself and like who I am as a person, it would make it so much easier, I think, not for me to go through it, but for me to believe I could do it. And I don't have that right now. I think I'm gonna be spending the next couple months and years working on that, because this whole entire brand, this entire podcast, me, Leviathan, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. It is. And it scares the heck out of me because I have no idea where it's going and I have no idea if anybody cares. But I believe that it can do good things for the world. And I believe it so profoundly that I'm so scared it's going to fail that I'm scared of even sitting in front of this microphone. Like, I just don't even know if I should do this. But I believe it strongly enough that I'm willing to take the risk. So me going into this, I'm absolutely terrified. I visualize me doing this entire podcast as me like standing in front of some scary AI art that's this abstract void in which I'm walking into a complete unknown world that I don't know and I don't understand, with people that I'm going to meet or would like to meet, and conversations that I'm really scared to have, and environments that I'm very scared to be in, and all these different things. But they're all part of what I want to have and the mark I want to leave on this earth when I go, when I leave someday. And so even if I'm scared of it, I don't have a choice. I have to try, because I can't look back at 50 and 60 and 70 years old and go, oh, I didn't try. I didn't give it everything I had. I have to still do that. And I visualize it, like going back a little bit, almost like there's a lot of friends in my life that are doing the same thing right now, but in different ways. And they're maybe not as verbalizing it or something like that. They're not verbalizing it as much. And they ask me questions and they're like, how would you go about this? I'm like, I don't know. And so I feel like I would love nothing more than for the words I'm saying, if I'm vocalizing things other people are feeling, to be somebody that can just be the first person to come forward and say the truth about all this stuff, if that makes sense. Because I think you got these gurus, they're like, you want to be successful? Do it. Work 80 hours, work 120 hours. Okay. Yeah, that's so not the right. I don't agree with that. You know, I think it's way more nuanced than that. And I want to get into that nuance. That's what we're doing here right now. So, but I am scared of the unknown, but that doesn't mean I can avoid it. The last thing I want to mention is scary. Almost, I don't even know if it's as scary as venturing into the unknown, but it's the sense of what happens if I don't, right? What happens if I don't do Leviathan Steep? Since it's what I want to do, my life would pass me by. I mean, it would be like if you wanted to be a actor, an actress, or you wanted to be a doctor or a nurse or a lawyer or a CEO of a company. And those are very high dreams. Those are scary things. And the entire time you pursue those things, you have absolutely no idea if you're going to be successful. I'll list them off. You don't know if you're going to be successful. You don't know if you're going to like it. You don't know if the environmental factors are going to screw you, because COVID could happen, or world wars could happen, or other disasters could happen. You don't know if it's worth it, right? Because you're going to spend thousands of dollars to get there. You don't know if you're going to fail afterwards. So you might reach that level of success and then it gets swept up from under your feet, right? It gets stolen from you. There's so many things that can go wrong in this life. So many things that can go wrong. Like, I mean, like, that's like almost every movie is something going wrong, right? Every good story, something goes wrong. And so, you know, what can you do when you're scared to go into the, to do the things that you want to do. It's like, there's, I've heard this quote before and it's true, but I don't want to be the guy on my deathbed surrounded by all the versions of myself that I could have been just looking down at me, shaking their head. It's like, I don't want that. And do I want that? I want to go into the unknown more than I want that experience to happen. Because my biggest possible fear, I think my biggest fear in the entire world is probably living with regret. I think that's my biggest fear. And the reason is because there is absolutely nothing you can do about it, depending on how bad the regret is. Because there are going to be forks in the road of your life where you make a mistake, or an accident happens, or something happens that you couldn't have predicted, or something, and then you're now going down the left lane instead of the right lane. You're going the opposite direction. An entirely different reality was set up for you, or you were going down a particular path, and reality splits like it's Back to the Future, and now you're going down a completely different timeline that has a completely different set of skills and experiences and relationships and goals and motivations and all that stuff, which you didn't account for. And to look back in your life with a bunch of those splits and to recognize that you should have gone down the other path, and you literally cannot go back in time, and you cannot do that. Like, I feel like depending on how many of those splits in time like I have, that's going to quantify how painful my life would be when I'm 80 and I'm going to finally go and finally die, you know? And it's painful because, you know, I don't know what that's going to look like for me. I don't know, but I do know that while the unknown is scary, for me, regret is more scary. And I think one of the other things that stinks about regret is the fact that it doesn't actually hit you immediately. It creeps up on you. I'm 25 now, and I feel like my life's half over. I'm serious. The last 5 years of my life not only went by in 2 seconds, but I feel like I basically spent 5 years catching up to all the people that are successful at 21, you know, because I feel like they had the skills, the knowledge, the information, the role models, the resources, everything that they needed to be successful. And they also took the risks at just the right time to become successful. And all the 21 and 22 year olds that are successful, I'm just like, they started at 18 and now they're 21 and they got it. I'm like 25, feeling like I just lost out. And that regret didn't hit me when I was 22 or 23 or 24. It hit me now. It's now really starting to hit me. And so I basically now hit a point where I'm like, I'm not gonna sit around and be 31 living in regret. I'd rather have tried everything I could and said everything I could have and discovered that the path was the wrong path, then pretend that it was, you know, oh, it's not going to work out, or oh, all these different things. Well, I don't know that, you know. And there's a lot of people in this world that have similar dreams and goals and aspirations, and it's like, you don't know that. I've heard this as well. I've heard the saying before that people don't get lucky. I disagree. I think people do get lucky. I definitely think that depending on the kind of success you want to have, you're going to maximize the chances of that success if you show up every day and, I guess, yeah, work to maximize the probability that success is going to manifest. You know, like, everybody can't be the president of the United States. It can't happen because there's too many people, you know? So the people that really, 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 really want a job like that, even though a job sucks, I mean, that's a total dedication to that for the rest of your life, because you have to live a life that would warrant that. And then what if you worked your butt off to become the president and it still didn't happen? Would you have failed? You know, I don't know. That's up to somebody that wants to do that job. I really don't want to do that job. You know, fortunately, I recognize that would be a really, really bad job to have, because you're literally scrutinized by every person on the planet. Every single move you do gets scrutinized, right? And it's just like, it's not worth it, obviously. So I would much rather have taken the risks in the unknown, despite having absolutely no clue if it's worth it and having no idea what I'm supposed to say or do or what approach I'm supposed to have. I would rather have tried everything I could in the unknown without any information or knowledge or anything like that than live a life of regret where I didn't at least try. So we are approaching the end of our time here. I feel like I've said pretty much everything I want to say about this topic. I want to let everybody know out here before we conclude that you aren't alone in your pursuit of discovering and making your place in the world. It's really scary, I think, for, I think there's a lot of people that are in a similar situation that I am, where they have to, they know what they want. They know it does not fit into the way society normally runs. You know, maybe they don't want a normal job. Maybe they want to run a business. Maybe they want to be an entrepreneur or something, whatever that is. Maybe they want a particular kind of relationship or something. And they recognize that any attempt to pursue that is going to be met with complete and total chaos because they have no idea how they're ever going to manifest that thing they want, but they know they want it. I think one of the scariest things for people in the situation that are trying to do that right now, like myself, I think there's this sense of I'm going it alone. And I don't really think you are. You know, I think there's a lot of people right now that are trying to make their way in the world in a way that is against the societal expectations of people. And there's a lot of people that are trying to do this right now that are different stages in that in their development there. And I don't think you're as alone as you think you are. A really good example is I think people are just fed up with jobs, just as a whole. Jobs just suck. You know, I think that there is a astronomical disconnect between the work we do and how it sustains our living. It is the biggest, I think it probably has ever been in human society. You go out in the farm in like 1798 and you cut corn down and you eat it. And then you sell some and it pays the mortgage. Okay, so the connect between your behavior and survival, because you're surviving, right? The connection between what you're doing and how it directly correlates to your survival is the shortest throw line. I mean, it's like 2 inches. It's really small. But now it's like I go to a job, I go to an organization, I do work that only helps like the broader goal of a company that was started by somebody else. And that company solves problems for another company, which solves problems for another company, which solves problems for another company, because that's how it works here. And then, you know, you're never really recognized for that. You just kind of do the job, and it's the most microscopic, minute details. It's something like shaving off the slightest little edge off of a sans serif B, a capital B, or it's, you know, going and, you know, shaving 3 or 4 seconds off of a video you edit, or it's, you know, going and cleaning up bedpans in a nursing home. And it's like doing these things that are just frustrating and exhausting, and it's the most minute menial stuff only to get a paycheck that doesn't, it's the same paycheck every time, and or it just isn't as connected to survival. It's just like I get this paycheck and then I go buy stuff, and the whole thing is so disconnected. We're all disconnected, and I think I fortunately haven't been in the work world long enough that COVID broke me, but COVID has broken a lot of people, the younger generation and the super older generation. We're like, and the millennials, right? We're right in the middle. I am right in the middle of that, and I'm like, I don't know that I want a regular job. I don't think I do. I don't know of one that I think I would like to do because I don't trust a company or an employer that I would have enough to be like, yeah, at least at the moment, at least the ones I've had, right? I don't trust a company to put me first unless I built a company of people I trust, see? And I think there's a lot of people out there that feel that way. And so whatever it is that you're going through in which you have to venture into the unknown to find something that you want where there is no rule book. There's no guide. There's no 7 steps. And the guy that wrote the 7 steps had a different life experience and a small loan of $1 million and he's famous. Okay. Like the people that don't have that experience, there's millions out there. And every single one of the people out there going through that think they're alone, they're not. They just haven't met other people doing the same thing. And I haven't met people doing that. But if I'm doing it, there's no way that other people aren't doing it too, right? And I believe that fundamentally. And so I want to encourage people out there to recognize that they're going into their own unknown, and maybe they are alone in their own unknown, but they're right next to somebody else going into their own unknown. Kind of like the Matrix, you know, where everybody's all kind of like hooked up and connected into these weird, like horrifying alien looking apparatuses and stuff, and they're all like lined up like skyscrapers up like thousands of miles long and wide and stuff. We're all trapped, but we're all trying to break out on our own in our own way. You're not alone. Even if you feel like you are, you're not. So I appreciate everybody who chose to listen in today, and I will see you all on the other side.